My guest at this time is Matt Barber. He's the Director of Cultural Affairs at Liberty Council, and the group is now making sure that lawmakers on the Senate side of Capitol Hill know that they're paying attention to a very important vote inside the Senate Judiciary Committee, and a vote that may also potentially get to the Senate floor before the 2012 elections, and that's the issue of the Defense of Marriage Act. The Senate Democrats, which are in control of that institution, want to repeal the Defense of Marriage Act, something the administration has already taken a quasi-step towards by deciding not to defend the law earlier this year. The group of Liberty Council is making sure that this vote will be added to members' scorecards prior to next year's elections. And Matt, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
What exactly is the Senate Judiciary Committee doing bringing this up now? Is this in conjunction with some other bill? Do they consider this a standalone measure? What's happening here?
Yeah, no, I think that they recognize that the writing is on the wall here. This may be the only opportunity that they have to ram through a repeal of the Defense of Marriage Act, a bipartisan bill that was passed with overwhelming support in both houses of Congress and signed into law in 1996 by President Clinton. And so they recognize that President Obama may be out of office come 2012, and this is their last chance to force the radical redefinition of marriage onto the American people through the repeal of the Defense of Marriage Act. This is the last line of defense protecting natural, legitimate marriage from radical redefinition. And what is particularly offensive about this is that this bill, the Senate bill S-598, that they have comically labeled it the, quote, Respect for Marriage Act of 2011. Well, this bill does anything but respect marriage. This bill tramples all over marriage and disrespects marriage. But, you know, we have come to expect that from liberals. If they say something is going to do one thing and put that in the title of the bill, you can pretty much count on the fact that it's going to do exactly the opposite. So we're letting them know, under no uncertain terms, that they will be held accountable. The vast majority of Americans support natural marriage and are opposed to the radical redefinition of marriage. And so if these senators go through and vote to radically redefine and essentially crush the institution of marriage, they will be held accountable.
Matt, a couple of questions based on the perspective of the other side. First of all, supporters of the legislation say that what this would do is give federal recognition to gay marriages in states where gay marriage is already legal. So the feds would simply be agreeing to what those states consider to be legitimate. Explain why that would be a bad move, in your opinion.
Well, that is simply not the case. We know that if the Defense of Marriage Act is, in fact, repealed, this is just another attempt to not just chip away but take a sledgehammer to the Defense of Marriage Act. 31 states across the country have voted to protect marriage as the union between one man and one woman. This bill would essentially wipe away, eventually, along with President Obama's really shameless failure and refusal to defend the Defense of Marriage Act in court, unprecedented in its nature for the Department of Justice to lay down a defense and give up on defense of a duly passed, fully constitutional piece of legislation. All of these efforts combined, but particularly this S-598, this repeal of Defense of Marriage, the Defense of Marriage Act, would do away with, we know in very short order, the 31 states that have constitutional amendments protecting marriage, the 45, I believe it is, in total states that have laws on the books protecting the institution of marriage. So what we have is essentially states across the country being told by an overreaching federal government here that you know, Mississippi, you, Oklahoma, will accept the radical redefinition ultimately of marriage from states like Massachusetts and Vermont that really put children, certainly, in harm's way, and that's another huge issue here. We know a Kansas State University study, for instance, found that children that are raised in these homes with homosexual duos who call themselves married or just raised in homes with two homosexuals who pretend to be their parents, that they are 12 times as likely, according to this Kansas State University study, to later self-identify as gay or lesbian themselves and enter that demonstrably dangerous, sometimes even deadly lifestyle. And so this is just really, you know, any time we take a sledgehammer to the institution of marriage like this, ultimately it's children that get hurt and society gets hurt when the institution of marriage is radically redefined.
Matt, there may be some supporters of your position out there who say, well, look, the Senate may very well be pushing this because they see that they might not be in the majority for much longer. But even if it does pass, it'll never get through the House of Representatives. What do you say to folks with that kind of approach, not super worried about it because they know it won't pass both houses?
Listen, the fight is on here, and we have to, you know, take every eventuality serious. And just the mere fact that the Senate is trying to bring this up, and the mere fact that we expect that it would have a difficult time getting through Congress, does not mean that we just ignore it and let the Senate do something here that would really just be a very negative mark on United States history, for one. And so, yes, we do have that hopefully fail-safe in place, a Congress that would not vote to pass this bill. However, we're not taking that for granted, and we are going to fight it in the Senate tooth and nail and let these senators know, you know, there's an election coming up, and you are going to be held accountable if you do something as unpopular as try to radically redefine marriage and repeal the Defense of Marriage Act. You may just be getting the pink slip in 2012.
We're talking with Matt Barber of Liberty Council. And Matt, there are some on the other side of this issue from you who believe at this point their position will inevitably win because they look at, while the polls are against them right now, they see the demographic trends showing that younger people, by and large, are more receptive to this idea than older generations. Is that true, first of all? And secondly, how do you confront that if it is?
Sure, it is true that people are seeing a trend with the millennial generation that is more accepting of this ridiculous and oxymoronic notion of same-sex marriage. However, we are also seeing that the millennial generation, the more we see this left-wing anarchy in the streets with Occupy Wall Street, the more we see left-wing sexual anarchist groups, pro-homosexual activist groups pushing their radical agenda, and the more we, groups like Liberty Council, reach out and educate kids. We saw it with abortion. There was popular support for abortion decades ago. Now the millennial generation is the strongest generation that is pro-life. And so we believe that ultimately, as these kids have a chance to see the facts before them and understand the realities of the dangers that same-sex marriage poses to children and to society, that ultimately the millennial generation will come around as well. So the battle remains. That's the inevitability argument that the left likes to throw out there to try to discourage people who support natural organic marriage. And the inevitability argument isn't going to work because it's not inevitable.
Matt, last question. There's an election day in most states across the country next week. Any major marriage issues on the ballot?
No major marriage issues on the ballot that I'm aware of coming up. We are keeping a close eye on Mississippi with the Personhood Initiative. Liberty Council, of course, defends life, the family, and religious liberties, and certainly it could be a redefining ballot initiative there and constitutional amendment in the state of Mississippi defining a person as a person from the moment of conception.
Matt, we'll be watching that as well as this debate unfolds in the Senate and beyond. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
As always, my pleasure, Greg.
J. Matt Barber is the Director of Cultural Affairs at Liberty Council. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.